Well, it all seemed like learning how things are said and done in this part of the world. I've said it before, but it bears repeating. There's no such thing as an Irish accent. There's a whole host of different accents. We were at a Thanksgiving feed the other night, about 100 of us. And there were some Americans there, obviously. Some Canadians, too. And opposite me was a friend from Cork, or as they would say it, Carrick. And a couple of weeks ago, we were down in Dublin for the first time in quite a while. If you've ever had to drive through Dublin, you'll appreciate the reasons for avoiding it, unless you're actually going there. Anyway, we were at an international crime writers festival called Murder One. My wife, Jerry, had been asked to read at it. It was in Temple Bar, and we stayed two nights at a hotel in Temple Bar, a very noisy place at night, with live music and a pub just opposite. But a great place to eat out. We had Greek food one night, and Irish box tea another night, with a Russian waiter serving us. So, at the Thanksgiving meal, we were discussing the fact that both Belfast and Dublin have not one, but two accents. There's the real dub accent of the inner city, and then there's the polite, sometimes called West Brit, accent of the suburbs. Belfast is the same, only different. If you're from the Newton Arms Road, you'd probably say East Belfast, and in the West, they'd say West Belfast. Same with the Shore Road, they'd say North Belfast. But people from more polite parts, like the Malone Road, would say they're from South Belfast. If you're from Belfast, nearly every sentence will end with now, only it's pronounced nigh. But if you're from County Antrim, it'll end with hey. I'm from Ballymena, hey. And from County Down, you'll say, you all right there, bye. And if you live in Derry, hey. No, that's just Derry stroke Londonderry with a hey stuck on the end. So you can stop googling where Derry hey is. You'll never find it. They have their own variation. They'll say something like, I'm from Derry, hey mugger. Anyway, we're not the only ones saying sentences with a particular word. Canadians are famous for putting hey at the end of a sentence. You know, how do you spell Canada? It's C-A-N-A-D-A. And not to be outdone, the New Yorkers have their own variation, huh? Many years ago, while I was still single, I shared a house just outside Belfast with a friend, John Garrett, from Alabama. We discovered many differences in the languages we both spoke. So they eventually coined the phrase, the two languages are very similar, aren't they? What's that? You know, English and American. In Ireland, a car has a bonnet at the front. The phrase, pop the hood, means something entirely different over here. You could be eliminating somebody from a rival gang. And cars don't have fenders, they have wings. We walk on the footpath, not on the pavement, and certainly not on the sidewalk. One thing I will say, though, is Americans and Canadians are usually quite easy to transcribe. I'm compelling a book from radio interviews I did some time ago, and the people from North America, especially the Deep South, they speak steadily and reasonably, whereas the Irish and the Scots speak in little bursts. So that word that you can't quite make out turns out to be maybe six words all run together. At the moment I'm transcribing an interview with a lady from India. Same problem. They speak English, but they pronounce words very differently. So there you are. Where are you? Ever since the trouble at the Tower of Babel, communication has become just a wee bit tricky.